This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Marco Rubio was sworn into office today as Secretary of State. After taking the oath, Rubio reiterated his America First pledge as the nation's top diplomat.
Everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us more prosperous? If it doesn't do one of those three things, we will not do it.
Rubio says his top priority is the Gaza ceasefire deal and peace in the Middle East, along with helping end the war in Ukraine. President Trump has issued a record number of executive actions so far after taking office, including declaring a national emergency at the southern border and pardoning some 1,500 defendants in the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. He also signed a directive to end birthright citizenship. Attorneys general from 18 states, along with the District of Columbia and the city of San Francisco, filing a lawsuit claiming the order is unconstitutional for the birthright limit. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Police have arrested a suspect in Sunday's shooting on La Crosse's north side. The LCPD said that a 28-year-old man was taken into custody during a traffic stop Sunday evening. The shooting victim, 42-year-old Justin Betts, died from his wounds at a hospital in La Crosse. The two men had an argument before the shooting. The 28-year-old suspect is being held on a $1 million cash bond, according to online court records. He wasn't charged on Monday due to the holiday, but is being held on a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. The emergency day center in La Crosse will have extended hours today due to the extremely cold temperatures we're having. It's located at La Crosse's Public Library's main branch and runs until 7 p.m. It's open to anybody who's looking to get out of the cold weather and will be staffed by people from both the city and county. Anyone needing to use the day shelter will have to follow a set of rules and check in and out, and access to the main library is only available during open library hours. A Wisconsin man is among the people pardoned by an executive order signed by President Donald Trump yesterday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
A Pulaski man will benefit from an executive order signed by President Donald Trump during his first few hours in office yesterday.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
One of those pardoned is Riley Casper of Pulaski, who was sentenced to 37 months in prison for assaulting police officers at the Capitol.
Several of those pardoned have already been released from custody. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will give the annual State of the State address tomorrow. Tune in to WLCX for special coverage of the speech, the Republican legislative response, and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, political editor Dan Schaefer, members of the Civic Media News Team, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitloaf for special live coverage, which begins just before 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Network and on the free Civic Media app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see someone on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and where what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, with less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Although a bit of a chilly one. Dangerously cold temperatures overnight in much of Wisconsin. Several school districts and universities either postponed or canceled classes. Most of those warnings expired about an hour ago, but that doesn't mean the temperatures are dramatically better. And if you're traveling across Wisconsin today, make sure the tank is full, the cell phone is charged, you have an extra blanket with you, some granola bars and water, just in case you get stranded, because it can get downright dangerous. Make sure, and you know, I know we all like to be tough in Wisconsin, and we are, but not so tough that your skin can't freeze within a couple of minutes. The wind chills, Mr. Zommers. That's what really gets you.
Even aside from that, so I drive a Kia from 2014. It has the infamous Kia Boys issue, where if you drive a Kia or a Hyundai from a range of years that isn't like a luxury model, you can hack it and basically hotwire it with the jump drive super
easily. Thanks for telling us that.
So I have a steering wheel lock.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Is why I mentioned that. And it has metal on it. And I touched it today without wearing gloves yet. And it hurt a lot because it was very cold.
So, I hope you didn't put your tongue on it or anything.
I did not.
All right, good. We don't want any injuries, you understand.
But don't be like me. Wear your gloves.
Wear your gloves. That's great advice. Wear your gloves. Temperature is expected to moderate tomorrow, actually. It starts getting better, I think, in the 30s tomorrow across at least much of Wisconsin. So just bear with us. Bear with the weather as we're into January, but just be smart about it. Speaking of smart, we always appreciate Mr. Smart, Luke Mathers, stopping by for Tuesday Tangent. See, you'll feel better after spending 30 minutes with Lukester.
It's true.
So many thanks to him for all the calls as well. Happy birthday again to our friend and ongoing contributor, site producer, videographer, Chris Geezy, celebrating a birthday today. So once again, a shout out to him and all those celebrating today. As a matter of fact, again, if you're a Wisconsin Badger fan like Todd, make sure you tune into the Civic Media app tonight. Or if you live in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, you can hear it locally on your local station, over-the-air, broadcast radio. Nothing beats it. And if not, download the Civic Media app. You could do it for free on your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Wisconsin at UCLA tonight. Broadcast starts at 7:30, game time around 8 o'clock. So just be aware of that. And Badgers on a big roll. So we're really proud to be a part of the Badger Radio Network, along with Matt LePay and Brian Butch, a great team, bringing us the play-by-play tonight at 7:30
across the Civic Media Radio Network, Wisconsin at UCLA. Coming up a little bit here in a bit, and I think this got overlooked a little bit, by the way. A lot of people didn't see this Friday and over the weekend, understandably. Did you know that President Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. But right now, Jackson the Fall. Right, so hang on. We're going to do a What's Worse in a second. Hold the music. Hold the orchestra. Because Jack and Merrimack, I just love saying that, by the way. Jack and Merrimack is calling in. Jack, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier in the national championship college game from last night, the Ohio State University defeating Notre Dame 34-23. And a lot of people at the Ohio State University wanted to fire Ryan Day after they lost to Michigan again earlier in the season. Jack, thanks for calling in. You wanted to say what about these the coaches?
Yeah, first of all, I'll give you a little background. I am a former world-class athlete. I have one world championship in my event and one national championship and record also in my background.
Now, wait a minute. Let's stop. Stop right there. You've been called into this program for almost day one, and your modesty, your humility, you've never mentioned this. What in what sport? Tell us, Jack.
Okay, I was a swimmer. And wow. That's as far as I want to go at this
okay.
point.
All right. Go ahead.
In any case, my point is that at that level of competition, and I found this out when I actually tried to qualify for the Olympics, and I had an Olympic qualifying time, but due to an injury, was unable to make the team. In any case, at that level of competition, my point is any team on or any individual on any given day can win. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who's up in a particular point in time and to some extent, even the psychology of the coach at a particular time.
Yeah.
In terms of coaching, I also coached a women's swimming team for a couple of years and brought them from, I think it was seventh in the state that I was coaching in, up to second place in 2 years.
So wow.
Coaching can make a big difference, but you also need talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to walk in and I had some very talented women that I was lucky enough to have swimming for me, mm-hmm. and I knew how to get the most out of them.
Yeah.
That's what good coaching does.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Jack, and thanks for sharing that with us. I did not know that, as Johnny Carson used to say. So thanks for sharing. You're absolutely right. Thanks, Jack. Really appreciate it. And it gives me a good opportunity. I forgot to do this yesterday. A shout out to all the good folks at Ithaca and Weston High School back in southwest Wisconsin. I was back home over the weekend. My dad, Jim Allball, was inducted into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. Speaking of coaches, was a coach at Ithaca for 5 years, then went on to coach at the university level, and then went back to high school at Shuttle High School and was an official as well. And, Dad did a lot for folks in his role as a coach, and very, very honored that the great folks of Ithaca Weston inducted him into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And Jack is right. Coaches make a difference, but as my dad would tell you, Jack's right. It also is the player or whoever's playing for you, and also the families and the community and the administration. It isn't always just one person, but a coach can be an impetus into how you motivate people. So appreciate the call, Jack. Dave in New Berlin listening in, asking about our friend Chris Giese. Saying we have a Chris Giese question. Say, how old is Chris Giese? I grew up in Racine, and there was somebody named Chris Giese that I went to school with. I can tell you, Dave, it is not, I'm not going to, I mean, I don't have permission to tell you how old the Chris Giese I know is. He is not, I'm 55.
I was going to say, right. If Chris Giese is in his 50s, he looks damn good.
Right. Well, he looks good anyway, but no, he is not anywhere near he is a generation younger. So it same name, different person, but that's fine. All right, 14 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away, per se. But you do get your opportunity to have your voice and your opinion heard across the entire state of Wisconsin. Civic Media broadcasting live every day, noon to 2 here, across 11 stations in Wisconsin. Largest privately owned broadcast radio network in the state. So if you want to say, well, I would like to tell people, well, here's your chance. Give us a call. The what's worse category, and this is great because very timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because I think, you know, especially when the weather gets cold, you think, well, I really don't want to go grocery shopping. You know, it's too cold. I'll make do with what I have. Like, for instance, my milk ran out. Well, my 2% milk from Organic Valley Dairy, by the way. Make sure you buy Organic Valley. I don't get anything for saying that, but it's just practical, friendly advice. So I had a little, I don't drink whole milk usually, but we had a little over the holidays and I had a little left. I'm finishing that up. I made myself a hot chocolate with Organic Valley whole milk last night. Mm-mm.
But that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was. But I need 2%. And so I like to like, oh, it was too cold. And so this is timely indeed. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? Grocery shopping or clothes shopping? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And we've talked about language, pronunciations, colloquialisms, as they say. And that brings up in this category as well. Because being from Southwest Wisconsin, I put an SH in it. I say I'm going grocery shopping. And I know that's not, there's no SH in it. It's G-R-O-C-Y, grocery.
I think that maybe the first time I've pronounced it that way, though I know it's the right way. Grocery is definitely what I've always said.
Thank you. I thank you, because I've always said grocery, but I know the correct way is grocery. It sounds weird to say that. So anyway, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? Grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Julie, listening on WXCO, our great friends up there in Wausau. You can check out the Chad Holmes show. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll say it 1,000 times. The two hardest working people in the Civic Media Radio Network are Chad Holmes in Wausau and Phil Nee in Richland Center.
I don't think you can really dispute that, honestly.
No. I mean, those two guys are getting up before the crack of dawn, hosting local radio shows. Then they're hosting talk shows. Then they might go back on the air and for music. And then they're going out in the afternoon and evening to call high school sporting events and then getting up and doing it all over and doing that 6 days a week. So, I mean, you can listen to Chad Holmes locally on WXCO in Wausau every morning starting at 8 o'clock. But Julie says in Wausau, clothes shopping is worse. Everyone has to eat, but new clothing is optional. Unless you're shopping at a used clothes store, it is not earth-friendly and often ends up in the landfill. All right, very good. We'll have more of these when we come back. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Chilly day out there. Bundle up. What do you dial up there, Mr. Sommers? Bring us back in.
Material Girl by Madonna. Oh, we're talking about
that
shopping.
Was the intro. Yeah. Very good. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. And we are talking about this. For those that want to tune in on Facebook, we're back on Facebook today. Thank goodness. Zuckerberg unedited us. And Facebook, X, Twitter, at All Ball Show. Our handle is at All Ball, A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H, at All Ball Show. We're also on YouTube. You can catch us there as well. And we're talking on the, we call it the secret show, because, you know, we believe in transparency. So, I mean, during the breaks, it's not, you actually hear us being goofy.
Not every show does that. There are good reasons to or not sure. To. We like
to
it. It's
each
fun.
Their own. I just think because I'm a media guy who's always loved media. And so I think, well, give people a little behind the scenes because I think people wonder, well, is he really that smart? And if you tune into the YouTube channel, you find out, well, not really. Well, you know, okay. So, we like to have a little fun behind the scenes. Anyway, asking what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping, and Zommers and I may have different opinions on this, but first, your opinions. Tyler, listening up in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, great station up there in Wisconsin Rapids. Tyler says, grocery shopping with 21 items in the 20 items or less checkout lane with a lady named Karina in line behind me tapping her foot impatiently. Yikes. That's very specific.
Yes, this is a very specific scenario.
Very specific. Apparently, Tyler's had a bad experience. Well, I mean, I'm never going to, like, count how many. If it's a 20 items or less, I'm not going to stand there and see if the person has 21.
I mean, what I do personally is if I have like five things, I'll go in that line. Otherwise, I'll just go in a normal one.
Yeah. For years, I've been the believer I'm going to go through the line with the person because I want to give people jobs. And so if I utilize that person, it's more likely that they'll have real checkout people. And also, I just like to talk to people. They check me out. I mean, the groceries, not me personally.
Right.
But, you know, more and more places are getting these. And the thing is with self-checkout, oftentimes it doesn't work. And then your light starts blinking. Then you got to have a person come over. And then I was at a place. Well, I'll tell you where. It was Cap Center Market, a few blocks from here. I stopped by a couple of weeks ago. I got 6-7 items. And I did the self-checkout. And it wouldn't go through. And then the friendly girl says, it seized up. It seized up. You're going to have to go to a different one and take everything out and recheck it. I'm like, for heaven's sakes. So Tyler says definitely grocery shopping is worse in Wisconsin Rapids. We're asking what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842. Mary in Wauwatosa says grocery shopping because it's less fun. Len, listening on WMDX in Madison, says clothes shopping is worse for me as I do it much less often and the price increases are more shocking. Well, that's a good point as well. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, have you been shopping up in Wisconsin Rapids? Are you this person that's tapping their foot in line?
No, I was just about to say. I said, you know what? Karina is not a very popular name. Really? And I do get impatient when people are going into the, and they're not reading, they have not common sense. Why you are in this line? Can you please read? But I agree. If that was, it wasn't the same, we were in the same city, I would say it probably was me, I'm sorry. No. But...
it was not, it's on the other side of the state, so you're fine. It's another Karina.
Right.
So what's worse for you, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
Grocery shopping. First, because you all, especially now, every week you buy the same stuff.
Thank you.
Okay? Same stuff. But the price is different. It actually increases in prices every freaking week you go to the store. Then... they like to switch stuff on you, and you cannot find anything. Then you're going to find somebody in the aisle saying, hi, I'm looking for a bread. Do you know where the bread is? Yeah, it's in the same aisle with the water. Would I ask you if I knew where the water is? What happened with the aisle number for crying out loud? Don't you have map of your own store? No, it's incredibly hard.
It's Karina, incredibly hard. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I love that's a beautiful take. You're right. You're right. That's what my mom says. She says, why do they keep changing everything around? It's always in a different spot. Right?
Well, right. No. There is a reason for it.
Well, to sell more stuff.
Yeah. Yes, but I just get irritated and I get out of the store altogether.
I couldn't tell. Thanks, Karina.
You know,
have a great day.
You lose. Yeah.
All right, thank you. 855-752-4842. Carmella listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Carmella, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
For me, clothes shopping, but after hearing Karina, I'm kind of jumping on that thing. Everything she just said is becoming more and more frustrating. I was going to say
go ahead.
Clothes shopping just because you can't compare. They usually go by name brand.
Right.
And then you have to go in each section. Like, I compare things. So right. I'm always, like, price checking. So it's a little bit more difficult and more time consuming when you're clothes shopping. But Karina's point, they're changing everything. Prices are going up. I mean, you might have like a salad dressing and you would think it would be by the mayonnaise or whatever. Mm. And then they have in totally two different sections or it gets frustrating.
I agree.
As she said, you ask people where they are and it's like, I don't know. Well, don't you have a map? Don't you know? And then they're calling three other people and you're like, come on, I wanted to go.
Thanks, Carmella. So, appreciate it. What's worse, clothes shopping or grocery shopping? 855-752-4842. Zomber's Line will tell you our opinion on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford was in western Wisconsin yesterday to meet with potential voters. Crawford made visits to Richland Center and Viroqua. Earlier in the day, she was in southeastern Wisconsin. Crawford said her campaign was focused on protecting people's rights and upholding the Constitution. She'll face conservative-backed Brad Schimmel on the April 1st statewide election for the officially nonpartisan office. It's expected to be the most expensive judicial race in history. Gas prices spiked ahead of President Donald Trump's inauguration. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 13.3% during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average also rose during the last week, with that average at $3.09 today. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at Gas Buddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he is preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway, with the traditional seasonal rise, aside from what President Trump decides to do from the Oval Office.
Prices are trending locally higher than the statewide average, with some locations now topping $3 per gallon in the Cooley region. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will give the annual State of the State address tomorrow. Tune in to WLCX for special coverage of the speech, the Republican legislative response, and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, political editor Dan Schaefer, members of the Civic Media News Team, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitloaf for special live coverage, which begins just before 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Network and on the free Civic Media app.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, with less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitloaf.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitloaf. Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about the dangers of lead in the water with flat and the campaign of lead-free water before talking with Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action about organizing politically.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in a couple of minutes here, we're going to get back to a little politics here. A little bit lighter, but still very interesting, very important. Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday. Might be shocked how much he made off of it already. Going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, we're right in the middle of What's Worse, our daily segment asking you all the important questions of the day. Your chance to weigh in across statewide radio and on the Civic Media app. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zobbers and I will tell you ours in a moment. But first of all, let's go back to Southeast Wisconsin, WAUK in Milwaukee, and Brian in Milwaukee. Brian, what's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
Well, kind of both. For me, the clothes shopping is just because I'm a stocky, short guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to go to like a casual DL and try everything on to make sure it fits, you know?
Right.
But the grocery shop is a pain in the butt too, because of course everyone's in a rush. So I make it easy. I have not stepped into a grocery store in the last 6 months. I order online and I have someone else deliver it.
No, really? Now this is fascinating to me. And could you, what's the name of, can you tell us the name of the store? Do you mind?
Walmart.
You go, see, I've heard a lot of people use this at Walmart.
I became a member of Walmart Plus,
mm-hmm.
and I just put my order online. Now, keep in mind, there may be times that stuff's not in stock,
mm-hmm.
and they'll notify you saying, sorry, this isn't in stock, you know, please order it again or whatever. But it's so convenient. I moved in with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I have health issues, and I order my groceries online, pay for it online, and then I get, usually either I can choose when I want it delivered, that day, next day, depending on what times they have available,
mm-hmm.
and it's within a two-hour delivery window on the day I select.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Grocery pickup and delivery from stores like Walmart is a godsend for people with disabilities.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, I just find it, I'm so glad you called in, because this is just fascinating to me.
I mean, and the thing is, too, with like Walmart Plus, not what I'm trying to promote any store, but
you're not making bank on this, but go ahead.
You can order more than just groceries and have them delivered.
Sure.
I mean, I've had clothes delivered. The only risk is if it doesn't fit, then what do I do? Well, now I have to run back to the store.
Well, see, but you bring up such an interesting point, and because I'm a tactile person or what it is, I don't know. I like picking out my own stuff, and certainly I realize there mm-hmm. are folks who are, for whatever reason, aren't able to, or it's just not convenient. But, you know, I'm not a big order online for anything, although I've kind of gotten into Amazon since I was forced onto, I wasn't forced, but Amazon Prime for watching sports. Mm-hmm. But I find it fascinating to talk to people who do this. And I know a lot of people, particularly not just in Milwaukee where you're at, but there are, to Zomer's point, and other, there are people in food deserts where there's not like a local grocery store, and this, and mm-hmm. people don't want to go and walk around a huge Walmart. So they do what you did or do. So fascinating. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
And then I talk to the drivers too, the delivery drivers. And sometimes I see, because I've been doing it for a few months now, I see the same delivery drivers. And it's like, God, is this like your full-time job? They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We just stay in the system mm-hmm. and we just pick up order after order after order. So keep ordering. We'll see you next week. It's like, okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a great story. I appreciate you calling in, Brian. Appreciate your listenership well. Have a great day. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, grocery shopping or clothes shopping? A couple more here before we round this out. Let's see here. We have, I think we did this, but Mary in Tosa says grocery shopping is less fun. Also, Len in Madison on WAUK, clothes shopping is worse for me as I do it much less often and the price increases are more shocking. We did John in Oshkosh, WISS there in Oshkosh, saying hands down clothes shopping. Now, I'm not going to read what you wrote about yourself, but you're a larger guy, you say, so no regular stores have my size. I have to order everything online, hoping it fits true to size. Well, just like the last caller. And it does cost way more. Besides, grocery prices are sure to be cheaper any day now. As he puts a laughing emoji, you know, clearly tongue-in-cheek. Well, who else do we have here? We have on WAUK, a listener there in Milwaukee. Grocery shopping is worse because it's done more often. Also, Kurt in Madison, suggestion here. He says, maybe next time for what's worse. One, waiting in line at self-checkout, wondering if the person in front of you is going to figure out how to use it. All right, I've been there. Or number two, waiting in line at the checkout while an older person keeps ramming you from behind with their cart. Kurt in Madison. Now, I've never been rammed from behind by an older person.
I have been an older person using a shopping cart in a grocery store. Let's clarify that as far as being rammed from behind by an older person. I don't think it was on purpose, but I have seen people who it does happen to on purpose.
Right. On WMDX, grocery shopping is a monotonous chore for me. Clothes shopping is more fun. Mark and Perdisac chiming back in. It's expensive to move things from aisle 3 to aisle 7, as he puts a laughing emoji. Let's see what else we have here. Megan listening on MDX here in Madison, but she is on Sun Prairie. She says clothes shopping is worse. Finding something that fits is always a pain. The clothes almost never fit the same way twice from the same brand and style. Also, my husband does the grocery shopping, so I rarely have to think about it. Mary in Tosa says grocery shopping is worse because the aisles limiting the number of items either you have behind you makes it more difficult. And Jude in East Troy says, hate clothes shopping because clothes aren't made the size that we remember. So sizes are impressively different. I love all the people weighing in. And I can tell you from working at, LL Bean for a while that listener is right. That there are certain brands now that are cutting their clothes bigger because guess what? Americans, by and large, are bigger, but they don't want to feel guilty about buying a bigger size. So a 34 waist is not necessarily an actual 34 waist. It might be a 35 or a 36, but it makes people feel better.
And so don't even get into women's clothes where they have arbitrary numbers that mean literally nothing.
I haven't gotten into women's clothes in quite a while. But anyway, you know. All right, so here, Zomers, you go ahead and I'll tell So what's worse, Somers, grocery shopping or clothes shopping?
I'm going to put in here the caveat that I don't really enjoy either that much, depending on the store. But I'm going to say that clothes shopping is worse because grocery shopping, you know, I like food. Mm-hmm. I like to eat food. I like to cook food. And I can find some enjoyment in that as long as it's not in a maze like Woodman's. But clothes shopping, I'm a tall person. And whatever the average sizes are they have in stores just do not fit my body. Mm-hmm. But I can't just order clothes online because then they won't fit either. I need to be able to try it on because it's so annoying. And also, I'm really bad at choosing things that look good for myself, which is why I like to just wear a t-shirt and jeans because it is easy and I don't have to think about it.
Oh, just take me like Trigby does. I'll help you buy your clothes.
I would like to dress more...
You dress fine, but I get what you're saying. It's not for it. Well, our friend Rob, listening out in RCE in Richland Center, asking, he says, I'm guessing that for you it's food shopping is worse. For Zomers, it's clothes, just my guess. He says, I hate all shopping, but if I have to, I hate clothes shopping more. Rob, who has known me a long time, he is exactly right.
I figured.
I think the reason for me is... Because usually I don't buy a lot of new clothes, but when I do, I kind of, you know, say, okay, well now, and I try to go to like outlet places or whatever, where it's like 50 or 75% off. And so I think, well, this will be kind of fun. I actually probably have more fun helping other people shop for clothes than myself. But when I go, I think, well, okay, this is kind of fun. It's something I need to do or want to do. where grocery shopping, it depends on where I shop. I've talked about this before. Metcalf's here in Madison. They actually, for years, had one or two people that would go through the store just looking for shoppers that seemed lost and would say, may I help you find anything? What are you? And they would know down to like the centimeter where something was at and could take you right to it. So, I mean, that was great. But yeah, now look, nothing wrong with Woodman's. I've told this story before. The quick version is I was in Woodman's, whatever it was, 2020, like the night before the country shut down. And I ran into my friend Allison, not literally, but almost, but we said, this is like the apocalypse. I mean, people were, it was like the Cabbage Patch Dolls released in the late 80s, early 90s on Black Friday. People were grabbing rolls of toilet paper out of each other's carts. People were getting bloodied and bruised.
Yeah, that was not exclusive to Woodman's.
It was just crazy. And so if you go to places like that on the wrong night, it's you take your life in your own hands. So, but you know, part of that's on me for not planning my shopping better. So, you know, I like to shop at a nice grocery store, but if I had to choose, I would say I prefer shopping for clothes over shopping for food.
A listener in Oshkosh on WISS says, oh yeah, try shopping for shoes, angry face emoji. Yeah, totally agree. My feet are also weird. Like they're very wide. And so I need to be able to try on shoes as well. Mm. And that's why the shoes that I'm wearing are falling apart and have been for, I think, over a year. And I just am dreading going back in to buy new shoes.
We need to get you a personal shopper, Zomers.
Yeah, I need to work on that.
All right, well, that wraps up this time's edition. That was a big one. People, I love it when people have feelings. So join us tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour for another edition of What's Worse. All right, back to a little bit more serious news here as we take a turn. But still, news that's rather odd to me. According to CBS News, President-elect Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday, sparking a feverish buying that apparently sent markets' capitalization soaring. Now, cryptocurrency, if you don't know, it's fine. You hear Bitcoin. Basically, people make crap up and say, hey, we're going to make up a Bitcoin. And it's nothing you can carry around in your purse or your pocket. It just exists digitally. And then people use actual money, like the dollar, to buy this stuff.
Well, the way that it originally was intended to work is something that avoids a mint so that it's not one country controlling it. Mm. It's every person can, they call it, mine Bitcoins. And
that, yeah, right. And that gets into, to quote unquote mine this, that you're not actually mining like a physical, you're not mining for
your computer is doing complicated math.
That's, thank you. And the larger these things get, the bigger the computers. And then they have to put these, it looks like a pole building and it's usually in a rural community and it takes up enormous amounts of energy and it makes this weird whizzing sound like.
Yeah, I can respect the original concept of Bitcoin, but it has gone way too far. And now what you said is entirely correct. Now people just make crap up.
And say, buy this.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, a financial asset that didn't exist 4 days ago is now most of Donald Trump's net worth. In the past, Trump ridiculed cryptocurrency. He said it was based in thin air, just like I said. Actually, something we'd agree upon. But last week on Friday, Trump launched his own crypto, and on paper only. Its value? Did you look this up, Zomers? Do you want to take a guess? How much is the Trump crypto worth today?
$237.41.
No, overall, like that. You're saying overall?
Oh no, $16 billion.
Close.
No, please, 50. Not close.
$55.0 billion,
oh my
with
gosh.
A B. $50 billion.
That's insane.
Just like that, Trump joined the billionaires club running our federal government. Come back, talk more about it. Trump's crypto. You can't even tell who's buying this stuff. Come on now. We'll come on back. We'll talk more about it. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 Eagle 1490 AM.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently reported on presidential orders, including executive orders, and how they're used. Executive orders can also be used to revoke previous orders, and among President Donald Trump's day one orders was removing a policy of the federal government to promote access to voting. Trump's executive order, entitled Initial Rescissions of Harmful Executive Orders and Actions, terminated 78 of President Joe Biden's orders, including Order 14019, setting a policy for the federal government to promote access to voting. Biden's order, as noted on the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission website, quote, directed all federal agencies to consider ways to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. This included ensuring equal access for voters with disabilities and non-English-speaking Americans. It ensured voting opportunities for active duty, military, and overseas citizens and established a federal ballot tracking system to assist those voters. It created a federal working group to protect voting access for Native American voters, and it allowed time off for federal employees to vote and serve as poll workers. Although not included in the day one orders, Trump has also pledged to limit voting to election day only. We have more on Trump's day one executive orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great civic media stations you are listening to across Wisconsin. And then coming up after the news, weather and sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, by the way, always on top of things. It will be the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4 today. Maggie talks about Donald Trump invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 in his inaugural address yesterday. What is that law? And what does this mean to Wisconsinites? Maggie also breaks down the news of the day and what does the confluence of MLK Day and Trump's inauguration yesterday tell us about this moment. Coming up with the Maggie Dawn Show. And then after that, from 4 until 6, the Dom Selvius Show. Dom has a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. So there you go. You get a double dose of Maggie to begin the show, and then moves the conversation to phone lines to hear what callers think about the news of the day. So there you go. And that's the lineup. And then after Dom Selvia, you've got the great Pete Schwabe and Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, followed by Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Always a great program. And don't forget, you can hear Jane and Greg on Matt Nair on Air every day before our show from 10 until noon. And then you got Earl Ingram from 8 until 10 in the morning. And Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 8 in the morning. Have I missed anybody's numbers?
Probably.
Well, that wasn't my intention. Okay, I'm trying to be a team player, you understand?
What I meant by that is not probably you miss stuff all the time. Right. No, what I was saying is probably we have a lot of shows.
We have a lot of shows. We have a lot. I mean, you got Mino and the Mayor over in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
The John and Gordy Show here in Madison.
Yeah, the John and Gordy Show here in Madison.
WFHR and WRCE, they have some of their own shows.
Yes. All the shows. All the shows. There are. As Miguel Vega once told me, that's a lot. Anyway, we're talking about Donald Trump a little bit here at the end of the show. And this is from the category of Did You Know? You watch ESPN, they have the segment called Did You Know? They give you a sports fact. Did you know where that Did You Know segment came from? Did you know?
No.
Years ago in college, Chris Myers was at ESPN for a long time. Now he's with Fox Sports. And he came to Platteville to do a talk in his early days at ESPN. And I was the one that got to drive him back to Madison the hour and a half to the airport. And we had a great conversation, told me a lot about the early days of ESPN. And he told me that he was the one that started that segment, Did You Know, on ESPN. And it was based off the fact that he was a big fan of Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And Carson was one of his taglines. When somebody would say something that was kind of mildly interesting but wasn't a great guest, and Carson didn't really know where to go, he would listen and he'd say, I did not know that. So that's where it came. That's where it came from. Did you know? So Donald Trump launched his own cryptocurrency on Friday. Now valued at $50 billion with a B. Just like that, Trump joins the billionaires club running the federal government. And we have no way, by the way, of knowing which foreign or domestic players have enriched Trump by transferring millions to this new crypto. And on Sunday, First Lady Melania Trump launched her own crypto grift. And in 2 hours, it had $5 billion of deposits. Many voters may not have realized they were voting for self-dealing corruption. Who's investing, quote-unquote, that $55 billion into combined between President and Melania Trump's crypto business?
I imagine a lot of it is from the people who were sitting behind him as he was inaugurated.
You would think. But the Saudis put in a couple of bucks.
I'm sure they did.
Other people like that. Dubai. Might have put some money in there. Let's go quickly back to Karina. Karina, got to make it quick, but what do you have on crypto?
Hi, I'm back. Hey, you know what? People have to understand that the Trump is have amazing quality. I'm not saying it's a good one, but it is amazing to create a value out of thin air. Right. Example, TikTok, okay? So Biden administration, I'm not saying somebody good or bad. Biden administration just wanted to close and forget about it. Trump comes in and says, oh, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to close it if you're not going to pay us. So he creates out of complete thin air, as he says, a $50 billion because now TikTok have a choice. Either it's going to be closed or they have to give us 50% of the United States, whatever it is. And then it's going to be active in America. So this is how these people, this person function. It creates a value. It creates a scandal or story or whatever it is, like he does right now with the childbirth. Right. It's a part of the Constitution. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Karina. And speaking of that, we'll probably have more coverage as the day progresses here on Civic Media. But breaking news, Wisconsin has joined other states and now filing a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit against that, trying to get rid of birthright citizenship that Karina mentioned. A great show today. Yes, Donald Trump is many things or not many things, but he knows how to sell. Can't deny that. And he's brought in $50 billion in less than a week on his Trump cryptocurrency. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Coming up tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and our old friend Trigvi Olsen is back with us on a Wednesday for Hump Day. Many thanks to Zommers and all of you for listening as well. We appreciate you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some bipartisan agreement in the Wisconsin legislature on taking care of new moms. Guess who said no? All the details coming up. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better. And they have.
As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On his first full day in office, President Trump is expected to announce a $500 billion artificial intelligence infrastructure project.
It's a joint venture from three companies, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, and will collectively be called Stargate. It will open with a data center project in Texas and is expected to expand from there. $100 billion is expected to go out immediately. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Attorneys general from more than a dozen states have filed a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order seeking to limit birthright citizenship, claiming it is unconstitutional. Day three of the Gaza ceasefire holding. More aid trucks are arriving in Gaza, and Hamas is on schedule to release four more Israeli hostages this Saturday. Today, Israel's top general resigned, citing his failure to protect Israel from Hamas's October 7th attack. A major winter storm crippling parts of the South, Midwest, and East Coast, snow and ice, and dangerous temperatures dipping into the teens. This is ABC News.